What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What is going on, everybody? Today, we're going to be talking about Kyle Pitts' 2021 NFL draft profile. And is he the next Jimmy Graham? I don't know. We're about to find out. Let's go. All right. I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Before you do, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. It really helps us, really helps YouTube know that this is good content and really helps us push it out beyond. And if you want, hit that subscribe button. If you have any questions, be sure to drop them in the comment section below. We answer every single question no matter what. So with that, let's go ahead and just jump right into it. All right, Kyle Pitts is one of the most exciting prospects coming out in this class. If you just rank them overall, all the prospects in this class, in terms of offensive skill set, guys we're going to be carrying him out in fantasy football, Kyle Pitts would probably be in the top five. He is that dude. He is the truth. And I think that he is somebody that is going to outplay expectation, especially for tight end who typically take, at least 3 to 4 years to really develop. You know, look, Kyle Pitts is still only 20 years old, does not turn 21 until October of this year. He was a 4-star recruit out of Pennsylvania, had plenty of opportunities, plenty of offers from big time schools like Alabama, LSU. He decided to go to Florida, and he really dominated while he was there. He is 32.3% college dominator, which was 91st percentile. His 17.9 yards per reception was 96th percentile, and his 18.9 breakout age was 95th percentile among all tight ends. You know, if you look at his two best years while he was there, his sophomore year, 54 receptions, 649 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And then he improved on that this year in only 8 games, 43 receptions, 770 yards, and 12 touchdowns with a 14.2% target share. If you look at Kyle Pitts as a whole, he is not the most athletic tight end in this class. That would probably go to Brevin Jordan, but he is just the most all-around tight end. You can put him on the outside, you can put him on the inside, and he is going to win consistently, and that's what he shows up on tape whenever you watch him. His biggest strengths, if you look at him, he is like a wide receiver in a tight end's body. He beat man coverage consistently, even when isolated one-on-one with a corner. You just consistently see him just outclass plenty of corners, and he went against some of the best talent in the cornerback position playing in the SEC. So seeing what he was able to do was really impressive to me. He has a massive catch radius, somebody that's going to be able to pluck the ball out of the air. He's going to be a tremendous red zone threat. And his really another thing that really showed up to me was, like I said, him being able to separate against high-level corners and him being able to do that at the next level. I mean, he averaged 4.91 yards per route run versus man coverage this year. That is fucking insane. That's the third highest of any player in the country and nearly 2 more yards than any other tight end. Like, he just dominated this year. He really runs routes like a wide receiver. He is somebody that has a little bit more nuance in terms of his route running ability. And that's another thing that you really look for among tight ends. So, and I also love that he has that my ball mentality that you just love to see. Somebody that's his ball. He is coming down with it. He is going to take it from you. He is going to eat your fucking soul. And that's what I love to see about Kyle Pitts. Some other things that really stood out to me and looking at him, yards per route run and yards after the catch for me are some of the most important metrics in terms that you could look at, in terms of advanced metrics that you can look at from whether it's a wide receiver or a tight end. He was number one in targets of 20 plus yards or more. He He was also number one among tight ends in receptions and yards. You know, he was, his 3.26 yards per route run was number one among all tight ends. I already mentioned the 4.91 yards per route run versus man coverage. And he was also second in yards after the catch, which is something you definitely love to see from a tight end. Somebody that he, you know, that is going to be able to be a deep threat on the next level, which is rare for tight ends. Let's be honest. We don't have a lot of guys like that in the NFL. And somebody that I think that can be just a mismatch nightmare, seeing, you know, whether it's slot corner or whether that is linebackers, he's gonna be a problem. Like I said, he is not somebody that possesses just, he's not Noah Fant, right? He's not gonna run a 4.4. He's not Albert O. That's not who he is. Like, he is probably gonna come somewhere close into the high 4.5, 4.6 range. But if you're talking about a 246, 6'6" pound tight end, that is impressive. And he is going to have upper percentile burst. His burst shows up every time you watch him. He has incredible burst. He's also very elusive. So like I said, like, Kyle Pitts is that guy. The only weakness I could really come up with for him is he really does struggle as a blocker. He definitely took a big step from his sophomore year to his junior year, which is good to see, but he's still more of just a functional blocker. He's not somebody you're going to ask to be an in-line tight end. He's much more of a move tight end, but I think he's somebody that can develop. He's still only 20 years old, like we've mentioned. So I think he can get better at that. We've seen guys like that. Jimmy Graham comes to mind. And I think that's why on some level, I think they can be very similar prospects in terms of just dominant. Like, it's easy now to look at Jimmy Graham and forget how dominant that man was back 5 or 6 years ago when he was with the Saints. Because, I mean, he was one of the best, if not the best, tight ends in all of football. He was like a wide receiver, and it was a cheat code at tight end. And he's much like now Travis Kelce has become. Over the last couple of seasons. And so I think that he has that kind of ceiling in him if he can hit it. Now, the question is,
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Willie, because we've seen a lot of tight ends, you know, kind of come and go that haven't really hit. You know, we have seen 9 tight ends being drafted in the first round since 2010. The list is Jermaine Gresham, Tyler Eifert, Eric Ebron, O.J. Howard, Evan Engram, David Njoku, Hayden Hurst, T.J. Hockenson, and Noah Fant. Of that group, like, I mean, some of those guys, like Jermaine Gresham, had a little bit of time. He was okay. Tyler Eifert, again, was kind of a top 10 tight end for there for a little while. But, you know, he was never somebody that put up that, like, Travis Kelce-type production. Eric Ebron had 1 year where that was all based off of touchdowns. O.J. Howard had so much hype coming out. He's never hit it. David Njoku has not hit it. We'll see if maybe on their second contract, because that's kind of what happens to tight ends. That's why teams are so afraid with investing draft capital into these guys, because it takes them so long to develop, and some of them just never do quite develop. And so as we've seen, some of these guys take to their second or third contract before they're really able to take off. Look at Darren Waller, right? And he's another guy that I've seen a lot of comps for Kyle Pitts is Darren Waller. Again, I don't think he has that quite that straight line speed athleticism that he has, but he certainly has that agility to be able to make defenders miss. He can run through guys as well at his size. So I do think he has more than enough athleticism to be a terrific top 5 fantasy tight end, top 3 type guy who could be taking the mantle from somebody like Travis Kelce in a few years. So I think he has a ceiling of a Travis Kelce or Jimmy Graham, prime Jimmy Graham. I think that's in the range of possibilities. I think the best landing spot that I can think of for him might be going to the Chargers. Hunter Henry is a free agent. There's a team that's going to be looking for a tight end. So I do like that landing spot for them. If he can go there, that's something that I would be thrilled for. Some other spots, I think the Cowboys could make some sense. The Eagles could make some sense. I know they have Dallas Goedert, but maybe run some more 12 personnel there. They don't have a ton of wide receiver options, but they might be better suited to taking a wide receiver than a tight end there. I think that would be a little bit of a redundant asset. And I think there's some other spots that you could possibly see him go, but I would be surprised if he fell out of the top 10. The dude is that good. He is legitimate. The only scary thing is with taking him is, does he take a few years to really develop and to really start to be a consistent force in the NFL? And that's the only issue I have with him. Other than that, I think he is a lock. I think somebody in the second round, probably of your rookie drafts, you know, even if it's a tight end premium, just because of how long it takes for them to develop, I wouldn't want to take him super high, even if it's tight end premium. But other than that, I absolutely love Kyle Pitts. I think he is as close as a sure thing that you possibly can get. And so with that being said, you know, I think that's where we leave it. We'll see where he ends up. I'm really excited about Kyle Pitts. And so that pretty much wraps up the video. I appreciate all the support. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button for future content. I really appreciate all the support we've been getting. We're going to be doing a lot more of these rookie profiles. And, you know, if there's a certain guy you guys want us to do, let us know. Drop it in the comment section below. We'll get on it. We'll knock it out. And that'll be the next one for you guys, because we are for the people, right? I don't look at you guys like subscribers. You guys are fam, right? TFA fam. I truly believe that. So if you guys ever have a question, a comment, concern, whatever it is, drop it in the comments. I guarantee you we will answer it. We always do. I will never miss a comment. I don't care how big we get. We're answering questions because we're here for you guys. So whatever you guys want us to do next, we're here for that. Like I said, we'll be doing free agency content. We'll be doing NFL draft content. We're getting a lot of stuff coming. Best ball content coming for sure. So I really appreciate it, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.